It's a Friday, and for some of you, ending the week sipping a cool one may be a very attractive way to start your weekend. More craft breweries are opening in Hawaii. The latest opened last week in Kaka'ako, and today it will pour its very first batch. Intrepid and soon-to-be beer connoisseur Noe Tanigawa is making a study of the new pubs and the beer they're brewing. She joins us now with a preview. Now, the last time you came in and we talked beer, we also had some samples here, and I'm dearly missing that chocolate porter.
I'll have to get you back out on the streets for a sample of this stuff. Beth Ann, what is happening here?
I mean, we're getting a lot of beer breweries.
Well, we really are. I mean, the National Brewer Association says that here in Hawaii, we've got 14 brewers all across the islands. Four of them right now are in Kaka'ako alone. You were talking about Waikiki Brewing. They just opened a week ago there on Queen Street. I mean, there's definitely something happening, and it's been happening the last 5 years. It wasn't long ago that Sam Choice, his Aloha, Big Aloha Brewery, and Hawaiian Islands just shut down within months of each other. There was a tiny blip with Hawaiian Breach came up briefly, but I tell you, there were no craft breweries on Oahu.
So what's going on? Why suddenly now do we see these craft beers seemingly, you know, burgeoning throughout Hawaii?
Well, it's been a puzzle, and they're not exactly sure what has come together. I talked to Dave Power, who's a sales rep for Southern Glazer's Wine and Spirits, one of the biggest national liquor distributors. I asked him, has there actually been a demand for growth?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I think it really started pushing maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and it just keeps growing, and there's just more and more available. You know, people are working with chefs and working with barrel aging and the sour beers that are really becoming popular. And I mean, you see the growth of microbreweries just around here in Kaka'ako. There's all kinds of stuff opening, and then some of the breweries that are coming in from like really world class breweries. We see some of them here that don't really distribute around the United States, but they like coming out to Hawaii. So we end up seeing them out here. If for no other reason, they get a tax-deductible trip to Hawaii once they hear it.
So Power is saying this is a great place to drink beer, and the craft brews here are really coming on. How did it get good?
Well,
that was your
question. How did it get good? And also, why or how do we know that there's the demand for all of this? Obviously, people do their research and think that, you know, they've got to have a little due diligence before they just decide to open up a craft brewery.
You're right.
But how do we know that we have demand for this, and by whom?
What first started happening, people mention Tim Golden, who had a Beer in Hawaii blog for a number of years during the thin years. He says Real Gastro Pub that came up in Ala Moana Farmers Market was one of the first ones who began to have this rapidly rotating variety of really fresh beer. And he said that showed that there were people here who were interested. And then Honolulu Brewing Company opened on Cook Street. And what you really need is a brewery in any kind of beer scene. So he said that was how, and of course, it was Lanikai happening, right? And Waikiki opened in Waikiki, Waikiki Brewing. So there have been these little pockets of action coming up.
So, but who's really supporting this? I mean, is there a generational divide happening with this?
You're so right. It's these wonderful people who've been maybe on the East Coast in Brooklyn, or primarily, how many people from Hawaii go to college in Seattle?
Portland.
All right. Bend. San Diego is another big one. These are people who had it, they like it, and they expect it here.
They want it here. So now they're getting it in some ways. Does this mean that we're going to see more breweries coming online? And what will be too much? What's the competition able to bear here?
That's what we're finding out. The audience only seems to be growing. And, you know, there's someone I want to introduce you to. He's someone who is here at the very, very beginning of the craft brew movement.
Does he have chocolate porter?
I'm sure he's made it. You know, and he may. Let's make a request. He's Dave Campbell. People always talk about him. Brewmaster, partner in Aloha Beer Company there that's been on Queen about a year. He and his wife started the first homebrew store, supply store in Kaka'ako in 1994. He said he was brewing when he was a senior in high school. Okay, but then college, he was a history major, turned to brewmastering, and he came back here and started a supply store. He helped open Sam Choi's breweries. He helped open Honolulu Brewing on Cook there around the corner. A local spirit professional told me that the beer that Campbell and his brewer, Kyle Archer, make there at Aloha is absolutely world class.
Beer is a beverage that was meant to be had close to the source. So back in the good old days, every little town would have a brewery that would supply, you know, as far as a horse could deliver beer. And then the next one over. So you have all these circles, you know. This horse is Paul. I'm stopping here. Next, you go take this one. Anytime you can get a beer close to the source is as it should be. And the whole craft beer scene is based on the roots of it is local production, local consumption. Manufacturing in Hawaii is nothing to what it used to be. So it's pretty cool. Like Kaka'ako is now, there's manufacturing in Kaka'ako again, you know.
Think about it. You know, that Red Fire Department museum that's there on Queen used to be a brewery. It was two different breweries went in and out of there. Now in that same section, what? We got four breweries happening.
And you don't need a horse.
Yeah, you don't need a horse. Yeah, you got to walk between these breweries. And talk about manufacturing, which is so cool for Hawaii. Waikiki Brewery that just opened up, they're going to be able to can in that location there on Queen Street. And they're working with a canning facility in Kapolei. Bethann,
which is to say this is really local, not something that has just the look of local or the local washing that we've seen.
So you recycle your beer can. It can be back in your hand again with a beer in it, I mean a local brew in it, in 2 months.
And a growler.
Growlers. I never even knew what that was, Bethann, until a couple of weeks ago.
You know now, and you're finding out a whole lot more, too.
And those growlers, we'll have to explain that at a future date. But, you know, tonight a lot of people are going to be heading over to Waikiki Brew Company, and me, you might, too.
And you're going to give us lots more information about what's happening with breweries in Hawaii as we listen to your series. But nice to hear some of the other bits that won't be in some of those reports of yours.
We'll have to head over for some beer storming ourselves at some point, Bethann.
Well, let's see. A couple hours from now, that might be a good thing. Thanks, Noe. Noe Tanigawa is HPR's arts and culture reporter, and now a beer connoisseur.